The Newsroom Soundcheck is sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. Bob Kessler, what do you have?
Do you know who St. Valentine was? I think people have an idea.
The patron saint of chocolate.
You would think. Reportedly, a priest or bishop executed around the year AD 269 under Emperor Claudius II. One legend says he secretly performed marriages for couples when the emperor had banned them for young soldiers. Another story says he befriended a jailer's daughter and sent her a farewell note signed from your Valentine.
Interesting.
So that could be. There's your origin story on Valentine. But also, it is a name. That was my grandfather's name.
Valentine?
Was my grandmother's name.
His first name was Valentine, and his birthday was February 14th of 1903.
Oh, my God. Did they call him Val?
They called him Val.
Oh, yeah. And marry your grandmother?
Bizarre. My grandmother was Valentine. My father was Valère, named after her. So Valère is kind of, you know,
a Valentine thing.
A Valentine thing, too. And I have a granddaughter named Valerie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all from Valentine.
That's my confirmation name. So I chose it based on that. It was kind of a popular name back in 1903. Maybe not popular, but it was a little more common. But his birthday was February 14th.
That's cool.
So that's cool. Why they named him that. Today, I looked this up, Valentine is not among the top baby names and ranks far down the list, somewhere ranked between around 1600 and 3700, depending on the source and year. So there are but a few thousand people who have Valentine in the U.S. as a first name.
Well, you're going to bring it back, Bob, and you
married. It's my confirmation name.
Well, yeah, so, form is Valerie, so that's still around.
Right.
Yeah.
My confirmation name was Maria because of my grandmother on my maternal side, and I'm thinking of my kids.
Do you ever use your confirmation name?
But Michael chose Michael because he loved it, and I'm like, okay, but usually you pick a different name.
What's his middle name?
Turner.
So Michael Turner Michael?
Yeah. And then Dylan took St. Nicholas because he loves Christmas. I don't think they were really...
There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess.
I remember when I was... kids were taking Moses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a bunch of kids wanted Moses. And then a couple of the nuns were like, no, you can't have Moses. You know, it was pretty funny.
I went with Sebastian.
Oh, I like that.
Sebastian. For the athletes.
Oh, I thought it was for the crab.
Sebastian Maniscalco, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Thank you very much,
by the way. Did he just walk in here? Whoa.
You guys booked Sebastian?
No, but I've been watching, what's his name from SNL? Hernandez. What's his first name? Marcel.
Yeah,
I've been watching him.
His impression is funny.
Oh, it's so funny, and they were doing it together. I love it. Very good. All right, Kevin.
Are any of you doing celebrating Valentine's Day at White Castle?
My girlfriend Marianne and her husband Brad are doing it,
and all their
neighbors. She was excited.
Great. Well, they do it every year. It's always a big thing. You can actually book a table on Open Table and go have a fancy dinner at White Castle. Also on the White Castle theme, Boston Airport, Boston Logan International Airport, has opened their first ever a White Castle kiosk. So it's like White Castle Crave and Go, they call it. And it looks like a big vending machine, and you can order sliders, and you get ready, hot White Castle sliders right before you get on your flight.
Love it.
I mean, what else would you want before a long flight than White Castle?
I don't know if the other smell them either.
The other people might not.
Fully automated slider kiosk, Terminal A, Boston Logan Airport, if you're going there. And this is the future, folks. The future has arrived. You can just get White Castle through a vending machine now, and it's hot and ready.
Who asked for this?
A lot of people, Andrew. Everyone was asking for the White Castle kiosk, and it's finally arrived.
I want their names.
Are double cheeseburgers available? Because I don't waste my time on the singles anymore.
Yeah, and you got to get them with cheese, too.
Yeah.
There's just something, it's not the same without the cheese. But they also are offering the all-new cheddar bacon cheese slider. How about that, Andrew? Would you try that?
No.
Andrew is the guy who told me he ate Taco Bell burritos for like 5 days straight, and he's putting down White Castle.
Well, it's completely different, Kevin.
Totally different.
I mean, come on. And you're putting them down, Drew? I mean, not putting them down, eating them, but you don't like White Castle?
I'm all right on White Castle, but I feel like White Castle plus random vending machine doesn't feel like a great combo.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's rough. Well, if you are headed to Boston and you come across the White Castle vending machine, send us a picture.
Now I want to go to Boston just for that and lobster. That would be good. All right, it's time now for everyone's favorite segment.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Well, I've changed my What's With about three times this afternoon because it has not been appropriate. I was so upset about the whole figure skating thing that I had to change one of those, and I changed something else. So now I'm going to go with what is with the price of cards. I cannot believe. So I went to buy my husband a Valentine's Day card, even though we really don't do the cards much anymore. I found a card. It was okay. It was a kind of funny, appropriate. $9.99.
For a card?
I said, excuse me, it wasn't even a musical card. It didn't even have any extra, like, open it up and, you know,
no pop-outs?
3D. There was nothing going on. It just had a little bit of a netting on the outside of it. And I thought, this is ridiculous.
And he's not even going to read it.
He doesn't even care. So I'm like, I go to the 99-cent card area. And they're all taken.
Of course.
You know, and then there was like a $2 buy one, get one or something like that. So I did end up getting him a card with some dog on it or something. It's not that good. So I'm just going to start recycling my cards again. We do this for our anniversary. We recycle the card every year and we write something different on it and give each other the same card.
Oh, I like that idea.
Because cards are ridiculous.
I have stopped purchasing greeting cards years ago. They're too expensive.
It's just, I mean, I like when I find a funny one, and it's kind of fun to send. Like, I sent Lisa Dent a funny card that I found for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she'd get a kick out of it.
Maybe. Can you share with the class?
I don't remember it.
See? You spend your money and you don't remember.
It was funny, but it wasn't $9.99. Sorry, Lisa. I know you were worth it. I think it was about $5.99. But still, that's still high.
Go to the dollar store.
I do, but those fall apart.
Well, what do you... You're the only one who recycles them every year.
Yeah, now I'm recycling. I'm done. I am done with the card situation.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any other ideas, I like the recycling cards. That works.
We do something at our house. Like, I woke up yesterday to just a piece of typing paper that said, "Happy birthday, Wendy." We do like a sign coming down the back stairwell in our kitchen on a cabinet for everybody's birthday. And I'll probably do it for people on Valentine's Day.
So that's a nice idea. Just hang some signs.
Yeah. We just do that every year.
My granddaughters hang little post-it notes that say, "I love you," all over the house.
Oh.
And you just find them in various places. It's really cute.
That is so cute.
Of course, they use up all the post-its, and those are expensive.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Oh, well,
well there's,
it's cute.
You know, good with the bad always, isn't there? All right, we have Bob's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.